I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic joins us and deals with our health naturally. So good morning, Dr. Rosendahl.
Good morning, Marilyn.
I'll just say Betty.
Sure.
What are we talking about today?
Well, it is the festive season, even though this is a particular treatment that I use for various different things, including cancer. We're going to talk about something called European mistletoe therapy, and it's often used from a naturopathic standpoint as what we call an adjunctive therapy in cancer, but it can be used for many other things. So it was actually first used in cancer patients in Germany in actually as far back as 1917. And actually, a mistletoe, and its Latin name is Viscum album, is actually one of the most widely studied herbs in medicine. And there's lots of peer-reviewed published preclinical studies, meta-analysis, expert reports, many studies using this herb. And it's actually its use in specifically, you know, we see it in Europe. It's a highly effective immune modulator, and it's often used in conjunction with conventional chemotherapy practices in Europe because of its role as an immune modulator and its ability to really reduce some of the side effects of chemotherapy. So that's a lot of the work that I do when patients are going through conventional therapy. We see reduced pain, for example, increased appetite, and some of the side effects associated with chemotherapy can really be reduced with injectable mistletoe therapy. And a couple of things that I've been using it for in addition, because it acts as an anti-inflammatory, I do have some protocols that I've used more recently for things like osteoarthritis. And I've had a couple of patients with osteoarthritis of the knee. So it's a different, obviously we're injecting it in slightly into the knee. And we can see, for example, over time that there's a reduction in pain. It can be used for things like herpes infections. And even for, it's been used for example, for hepatitis infections as well. So many different uses in including cancer therapy.
So not to belittle it, it's the time of year where mistletoe hangs and we get to kiss. And now we're talking about mistletoe being something that's an anti-inflammatory that can help people that are undergoing cancer treatment and the other ailments that you mentioned. So if someone wants to talk to you about European mistletoe therapy rather than kissing under the mistletoe, how do we reach you?
They can still kiss under the mistletoe, but they can reach me at 905-707-2001, or my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So thornhillnaturopathic.ca, there's a link from marilyns.ca, and the contact information for Dr. Rosendahl and all the team are on my website. Just look under Zoomer Radio, click, and its sponsor experts are right there. And the phone number, 905-707-2001. We can learn how to deal with our health naturally. We just have to ask the right expert. And in our instance, it's Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic. Thank you, Dr. Rosendahl, and we'll talk something different next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.